us at scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, the Botkins Pep Band is striking up in the background. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We are at the Trojans Gym. Botkins hosting Fairlawn tonight as we kick off the boys' webcast schedule here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's Hoops Time on Scores Broadcast. This the initial Shelby County League Clash of the Year for both Botkins and Fairlawn. Botkins Trojans 1-1, a win over Parkway on a buzzer beater by Jaden Pretty, a 15-point loss to Minster. Meanwhile, Fairlawn disposed of Bradford 82-36. These two teams would have had a league game under their belts under normal circumstances. However, the Fairlawn-Fort Loramie game postponed because of Fort Loramie's two-game run into the postseason in football. And, of course, the Botkins game with Anna postponed for a few weeks because the Anna Rockets went on to win the state championship in Division VI football. Anna, in fact, does not open up its hoop season until 4 days before Christmas. It should be a very good basketball game here tonight between Botkins and Fairlawn. These two clubs split a year ago. Fairlawn won at home by 5. Botkins won here 70-37. Botkins 5-17 a season ago, lost 3 of 4 at the end, 3-9 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn 12-12, 3-9 in the league as well, 1-3 of 4 to close. Fairlawn scored that big late season upset at home against Jackson Center. Chuck, we recognize the name of Brad Francis, first year head coach at Fairlawn. All of us know Brad. A year at New Bremen, a couple years at Houston as head coach, varsity assistant at St. Henry for a year, assistant with Paul Brevigen for 18 years.
Yep.
At Rushi. nobody knows high school basketball any better than Brad Francis.
Well, we're going to take a look tonight. I mean, he's got a nice situation. He's got the Piper brothers. They got Skyler and they got Ashton. Those two young men can flat out play basketball.
Yep.
And so if he can get some help with those young men, they could have a real nice season.
Yeah, Skyler shaking off an injury, didn't play against Bradford. Ashton poured in 22 for Fairlawn in that opener. He was backed up by Isaac Ambus, who had a dozen, and Jackson Jones pumped in 10. Meanwhile, Bodkins, as I noted, has split its two encounters. Second-year head coach is Sean Powell. He coached junior varsity basketball at Lima Perry for 4 years, was a varsity assistant at Lima Shawnee for a year, was a star on the basketball floor at Lima Shawnee. He rattled the nets for over 1,000 points, did Sean Powell, and he had a very good community college basketball career, too. Bodkins has split a couple. Didn't score the points it would have liked in the first two games, Chuck. Winning with 45 at Downing Parkway by a basket. Lost on the road at Minster, 57-43, an average of 44 points. Fairlawn scored almost as many in one game against Bradford as Bodkins has in two. But I guarantee you, the Trojans' offense is going to pick up.
Well, I was talking to a couple of people when I first got here, and they said they had never seen this team shoot as poorly as they did at Minster.
Right.
Now, and that's really hard to believe because they've got five or six kids that can actually fill it up. So it's strange that you have an entire team off shooting night. I know that that Pretty got hurt. Jaden Pretty got hurt in that game. And I think he's going to play tonight. He's out there warming up anyway. But he took a shot to the mouth, lost a tooth. and they called it a jump ball. They called a jump ball on the play.
Right. No foul.
Yep.
No harm, no foul.
There was a little foul, a little harm.
Yeah, a tooth nearly comes out all the way. But yeah. No free throws were shot. Nonetheless, Jaden may give it a go. Head coach Sean Powell says he's a tough kid, and we'll see Jaden Pretty, I think, start in this game tonight.
Right. Well, you got Zane Paul. You've got Elliot Gubo, who seemed like he's been around for 20 years. You've got Jason Wendell, who last year as a freshman had some real streaks of being a great three-point shooter. Tyler Free, Jacob Plyman, 6'5", played a lot last year as a freshman, now a sophomore. Those, I mean, they should be a real good basketball team. They just got to mesh together.
Yeah, you mentioned the shot he's shooting at Minster. I was told 6-for-28 in the first half.
Yeah, that'll get you beat.
On the road, especially.
Yeah, Minster's pretty good. So.
Uh-huh. Jacob Plyman, whom you noted, 11-for-21 shooting, two-pointers so far this year in a couple of games, 15.5 points a contest, 6'5 sophomore. That's a young man Bodkins needs to play around. He's got to be productive in the post in order for Bodkins to free up its perimeter shooters.
Right, because they do shoot threes really well, but you're right. If you throw the ball in, defense has to collapse. If you try to play a man one-on-one behind him, if he makes moves in the post and makes baskets, now you got to adjust. And that is going to free up, like you said, the three-point shooters. And they got a bunch of them.
Chuck, I like the nice average size of this Fairlawn team.
Yeah.
You got Skyler Piper at 6'3", Ashton Piper at 6'3", Isaac Ambus at 6'3", Jackson Jones plays a wing and some guard. He's 6'3".
Right.
There may not be a taller team in the Shelby County League in positions 2 through 5 in the starting lineup.
And you're right. They don't have that big post player, but they've got such good length. It makes it tough on the perimeter. You can zone. You can trap teams with all that size, and they should be a really good rebounding team.
An important game for both clubs. Each team feels it can win this Shelby County League opener. This was not supposed to be the opener for these two teams. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Fairlawn was to have played Fort Loramie. Bodkins was to have played Anna. Fairlawn, after this league contest tonight, has got Rushi on Friday, and then a week from Friday, 2 days after Christmas, Houston. So Fairlawn could possibly, with a small stroke of luck, get on a roll, play some good basketball, and be three up, none down in the league after a trio of contests.
Well, I remember the last game we saw them play, they had a real hard luck loss at Piqua in the sectional. And I think they would have been a tough out the next round if they would have won that basketball game.
And I bet the next time we see Bodkins play, Chuck, in a couple of weeks, Bodkins is probably averaging 55 to 60 points a game by then.
They should.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have gotten off the ground back in 2006 and 7 without the great assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, LaCal. U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime underwriting sponsor, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Trish's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Bodkins, the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they're superb at Maury's. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Wapak Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. The Francis Schulte Company in Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, where you've got big savings. 15 to 50% off here in the month of December on everything made up in the store at the Jewelry Barn. Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got New Bremen at Fort Loramie. More boys action. Webcast time 7:10 tomorrow. JV game tonight was won by Bodkins over Fairlawn. Varsity tilt just around the corner. It's upcoming. We've got the starters and the beginning of this game in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we've had the playing of our national anthem. Good crowd on hand for the Shelby County League opener. Bodkins hosting Fairlawn tonight. The Trojans and the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A new underwriting sponsor, Reesing and Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Reesing Meyering has major business clients that serve now for 25 years. CPAs are on staff. Reesing Meyering performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, consulting for business startups. And as the business world evolves, Reesing Meyering is flexible. It'll meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. And thanks to the internet, computers, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reesing Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reesing Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Meyering, 937-295-3813. Starting lineups being introduced down on the floor. Fairlawn Jets attired in the road blue white numbers. Bodkins Trojans in the white uniforms with gold numbers outlined in black. The spotlight is on the floor and Bodkins players are coming out momentarily. It's dark in here right now. Chuck, thank you very much for the light from your phone.
It went away. There we go.
Denton Holman, 6'4 junior, starts up front for Bodkins. Zane Paul at a guard, a 5'11 junior. Jaden Pretty is in the opening five, despite the shaky front tooth, which was reinserted several days ago. Jaden is a 5'10" junior. He made the game-winning basket for Bodkins against Parkway in the opener. Tyler Free, 9.5 points a game, a junior, 6'1". Jacob Plyman, 15.5 a game, a sophomore, 6'5". To round out the starting lineup for the Bodkins Trojans. Keep in mind, next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got both a boys' game and a girls' game on the schedule for you. We've got Shelby County League boys' action on Tuesday, Fairlawn at Jackson Center, and a girls' contest next Thursday. Fort Loramie ladies play at New Bremen. Oh, Chuck, I love the atmosphere here at Bodkins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they put us down here in the crowd, which really makes it exciting. There's a real nice crowd here tonight. You might as well come out and watch high school basketball.
We are in row number one of the mezzanine. We've got the entire lower deck in front of us down below. And we've got a well-packed 7 or 8 rows directly behind us here in the mezzanine at the Bodkins Gym, which has a good dozen to 15 rows, lower deck both sides, and then the mezzanine upper deck on this side. Opening five for the Fairlawn Jets is as follows. Jackson Jones, 6'3 junior at a wing. Drew Maddie at the point, a 5'10 junior. Skylar Piper along the front line, 6'3 junior. Isaac Ambus, 6'3 senior. Ashton Piper, 6'3 junior. Ashton scored 22 in the win over Bradford, 82-36. Isaac had a dozen. Jackson at 10. Ambus 12 points, Jones 10 to lead the scoring for Fairlawn. Here we go, opening tip. It is batted to Pretty in backcourt for Bodkins. Pretty brings it down, forecourt right, being checked quickly on the arc by Matty. Here's a drive by Pretty, all the way to the cup, loops it up and in! He banked it. It circled the iron and trickled down through. Good start for Bodkins. Looks like Jason's A-OK.
Yeah, it looked good there, boy. I'll tell you, that was a smooth floater down the lane that time. And they collapsed on him. They were looking at him. He had four guys to shoot over.
Well, we got Bodkins trying to spark itself defensively with some full court pressure, and Maddie is trapped in backcourt for Fairlawn. Long throw up the floor to Jackson Jones. Hits a teammate below the rim. It's Skylar Piper. His shot's deflected away out of bounds by Botkins. Head coach Brad Francis, first year at Fairlawn. Sean Powell, second year at Botkins. Baseline left of the basket, inbounding for the Fairlawn Jets is Skylar Piper. And he hits Jackson Jones outside the lane on the left. He's got a real good look. 10-footer, hit the back iron, kicked off. Rebounding foul, Fairlawn.
Ashton Piper, and he went over the top that time trying to grab the rebound.
And it's going to be very important for Fairlawn that the two Pipers stay out of foul trouble. Important for Botkins that big 6'5 Jacob Plyman doesn't pick up a couple quick ones. 2-0 Botkins, opening 50 seconds. Trojans have the ball, top of the circle, foul line. It is free, deep right corner, Pretty. He's available. Good, a three-pointer. Jason Pretty with five.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Zane Paul drew the defense to him, found Pretty on the wing. Nice jump shot.
5-0 Trojans. Fairlawn brings it down. Isaac Ambus to Matty on top. Here's a three-point jump shot fired up there by Ashton Piper. No good. Off the flange. Long rebound to Zane Paul. Paul down the floor. Gives it up in the post to Plyman. Plyman runs over a defender. He used his arm. Offensive foul. Offensive foul against the Botkins Trojans. And who was that on, Chuck?
That was on Plyman.
That's who I thought it was on. I misread his numbers on the backside. Foul on Plyman. Big man for Botkins picks up an early one. And then here is Fairlawn beating pressure. 3-on-2 break. Driving layup is up and good by the Jets, and a foul. Count the field goal. What a play by Drew Matic.
Yeah, he took that hard and never took his eyes off the rim. That's the key.
5-2. Botkins. Matty completes the three-point play at the line. Minute and a half gone. Botkins forecourt right, up a bucket. Open player straight away. Long launch from at back. That's Jacob Plyman, who did not come out after the foul. He stayed on the floor. He just launched a three-pointer. It banged off the rim. Push off on the inside on Botkins.
Yeah, they called that on free. He took two hands and shoved. They're going to call that every time. Keith Cooley, refereeing tonight, one of the best in the area.
Yeah, very good crew, outstanding trio, officiating this match this evening. Head of the key, Ashton Piper for Fairlawn. He's got an avenue, right down the lane, up and in. Nice drive, Ashton Piper. We are tied up at 5. How about that? Botkins jumped out 5-0, and Fairlawn retaliates with 5. Here's a short shot below the foul line, missed by Botkins. And here comes Fairlawn on the rebound. Shot fake straight away by Skylar Piper. Hand off to Drew Matty. Matty retreats near midcourt. Veers left. Matty still on top. Hand off to Skylar Piper. Squeezes between two defenders. Shoveled it, missed it. Got the rebound back, missed it, got it back again. No. Another offensive rebound by Fairlawn. Shot hits the side of the board. Botkins has got it. Quickly, forecourt left. Long three-pointer, Botkins. No good by Paul. Rebound, Fairlawn. Quickly down the floor, Jets. Into the lane, off-balance, seven-footer. Danced off the ring. Ashton Piper couldn't get it to go. Botkins responding in a hurry. Shot fake, left flank. Jump shot, fired up there and missed on the play. That was a long one by Tyler Free. Couldn't get it to go down. Is that Jaden Wendell is checked in now for Botkins?
Yeah, Wendell's in the game. He came in for Homan.
4:50 left in the first. Hot start. Now a cold streak. We're tied at 5. Fairlawn's got the ball near midcourt. Ashton Piper motions. Gets a screen. Hands off to Isaac Ambus. He steps into the lane. A lot of contact. Let's see what's been called. It's ruled offensive against Fairlawn.
Held ball.
Held ball. That's the better call. Baseline left of the basket. Isaac Ambus to inbound. 6'3 senior for Fairlawn. Jets in the road. Blue, white numbers. Botkins, the home white. those tough-to-read gold numbers with a little bit of a black outline, which doesn't help too much. 4:39 left to go, first quarter, tied at 5. Fairlawn won last year at Omba 5. Botkins clobbered Fairlawn here a year ago, 70-37. They split. Inbounds pass is flicked away, stolen by Botkins. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Zane Paul, nice into the lane, left it short. Rebound to Fairlawn. Up over the timeline, it's Drew Matty. Right wing to Skyler Piper. Popping out to catch, Dominic Davis is in now. 6 foot sophomore. Kyle Peters on the hardwood. 5'10 junior. Oh, here's a straightaway three ball, and it's a beauty by Skyler Piper. No, ruled it two. Had a foot on the arc. Good form on the shot, all net. Fairlawn's got its first lead, 7-5. Baseline right for Botkins, powering to the rim is Tyler Free, and he might have extended the forearm. Whistle blows. What's been called? It's ruled a defensive foul. Jets fans up in arms.
I would be too if I was a Jets fan. That was a terrible call from a guy that was the farthest away from the play.
3:55 to go, opening period. 7-5 Fairlawn. Two foul shots, Botkins. Tyler Free connects, the 6'1 junior, averaging just under 10 in two games. 7-6, Fairlawn up one. Second free throw here for Tyler Free. Changes for the Fairlawn Jets. Garrett Keener in, 6'3 junior. Head coach Brad Francis in his first year has shuffled in at least 9 players so far. Second foul shot, no good. Rebound taken down by the Fairlawn Jets. Long throw down the floor to Peters. Peters drives into the lane. Fumbled away the basketball. Tie-up results. Arrow will give it to Botkins, which is down a point, 7-6. 3:46 to go in the first. Here come the Trojans up the floor. It is Pretty. In backcourt to Jaden Wendell. Boy, he is streaky. When he gets hot, he gets red hot. Wendell, 5'8", soft. Deep in the left corner, it's Pretty. On the arc of the fadeaway three-point shooter. A long one, no good, but Tyler Free. Rebound in the lane, though, by Plyman. Missed it. Got the board back. Missed it again. Tie-up or a foul on the rebound. What's been called? And official Cooley makes the right decision. Tie-up. Give it to Fairlawn.
Botkins' assistant coach was pretty much in Plyman's face the entire time he was sitting on the bench when they had him out of the game. I think they want him to be more fiery, and he did a nice job just to get the ball to drop.
Here is Fairlawn, fourth court left. Drew Matty pulls up on the arc, launches, short, no good. Rebound Pretty for Botkins. Here's Pretty on a mad dash down the floor. He is in the lane, gliding, might have walked, was bumped. It's ruled a foul. And he was in the act of shooting. He was bailed out at the last second. Jason Pretty at the line. Two free throws for Botkins, which is down a point, 7-6. Botkins put up 5 in the first 80 seconds of this game. Just 1 point in the last 4 minutes. Free throw by Pretty is good. Pretty's got the 2 field goals for the Trojans, who tied the game up, 7-7. On the foul shot made. Second one here for Pretty. It is Jaden Pretty. Hopefully I didn't mistakenly call him Jason. Jaden connects on both. He's off to a very good start despite the facial injury suffered in the game against Minster. Good beginning for him. Here is Fairlawn down a .87. With the ball left flank, it's Dominic Davis. On a weave to Skyler Piper, foul line, twisting move, fall away, 10-footer, got it. That's tough to stop.
Yeah.
9-8 in favor of Fairlawn. Errant pass by Botkins, and then a bad pass by Fairlawn. Here's a one-on-two. Zane Paul to the rack, overshot it, too much oomph on it. Rebound Fairlawn, wild play now, frantic. Beneath the basket goes one of the Pipers for Fairlawn. Left it on the inside for Dominic Davis, and he's hacked on the arm. Frenzied pace at the moment. Haste makes waste. Not much production. Fairlawn Jets at the free throw line. Davis with two.
Neither one of those passes were very smart.
Nope. Each one was tipped off. Interception each way. Free throw by Dominic Davis is too long. No good. 9-8 Fairlawn. Davis again. Got it. 10-8 Jets. 2:24 to go first quarter. JV game won comfortably by Botkins. It was close for a long while.
It was 21-17, and the next time I looked up, it was 46-18.
Here is Wendell on the floor for Botkins. Gives it up deep in the left corner to a teammate. Then it's thrown cross-court near side. Jamison Meyer, son of longtime head coach Brett Meyer, on the court now. 5'8 sophomore. Miscue by Botkins. Fairlawn gets it back. 2 minutes to go, first period. Fairlawn but two. Here's Drew Maddie, head of the key, outside the arc. Into the top of the circle. Weaves it on the play to Skylar Piper. Into the post to Ashton. Oh, good drive. Little too much strength in the shot. He got his rebound back, baseline right. Missed a 10-footer. Stick back is good. Left Fairlawn. Oh, what a play. Ashton Piper, a force on the boards, fouled in the act of shooting. 12-8, Jets up four after being down 5-0. A 12-3 run to Fairlawn. Fairlawn right there, Chuck, the aggressor on the offensive glass.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, both Pipers are just pounding the boards, and so was Ambus that last time down.
Free throw good. Ashton Piper hits a pair, and the Jets lead is 5, 13-8. And so far, we've yet to see anybody outside of Jaden Pretty warm up for Botkins, and Jaden's not on the floor right now. Left wing, it's Paul. Paul down baseline left to a teammate. He's crowded. Paul gave it up, got it back, missed a three-pointer. Strong rebound on the inside, laid up there by Garrett Grove, a big 6'7 junior who's in there. He missed it short. Fairlawn countered. Long three-pointer, yes! Skylar Piper. Wow, way up in the stratosphere here at Botkins. Nice run for the Jets, who lead by 8, 16-8. Here's Wendell in the right corner for Botkins. Gives it up to Elliot Gubo, who's in. Here's a left flank jumper by the Trojans. Missed, but Tyler Free. It caromed off the back rim. Fairlawn got the board. Here come the Jets down the floor in a hurry. On a run, Isaac Ambus. It skips off the iron. Botkins with the rebound. Forecourt right, Zane Paul. Goes baseline, collision. It is lost out of bounds by Botkins. Good defense by Fairlawn.
Yeah, they forced him to the baseline that time, and then Paul had nowhere to go.
Yep, so far, Brad Francis Club playing better defensive basketball than Botkins. 16-8 Jets. 36 seconds to go, first quarter. Racing down the left side, Ashton Piper throws deep left corner to a teammate. It's Skyler. Jump shot, a triple, no good off the iron. Quickly, forecourt to the right. It is Botkins back to the basket. Tyler Free. A lot of contact. It is lost out of bounds. What's been ruled?
I called a block, and again. Wow. Wow.
Yep, Tyler Free gets the benefit. The officials confer. Two free throws, Botkins. 21.7 to go, first quarter. At the line for Botkins, I think, is Tyler Free, number 23. We've got Jamison Meyer on the floor for Botkins. Head coach Sean Powell, Chuck, looking for a three-point shooter to spark this Botkins team.
Yeah, well, I think they've been taking too many threes.
Less than a half minute remaining, opening stanza.
Now, that is something they'd shoot a lot, but tonight they're just living on that, and so far they're not making them.
Here's Tyler Free, dips the knees, no good on the foul shot. Fairlawn began slowly down 5-0 in the first 80 seconds. Since then, a 16-3 run in favor of the Jets. Second shot by Tyler, three in the air. Got it. 16-9. Here comes Fairline with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll play for one. Jackson Jones has got it. Gives it up back to Isaac Ambos. Now holding is Ashton Piper with eight, with seven. He starts to drive. Foul line extended. Spin move. Fadeaway 15-footer. It danced off the rim. Stick back is good at the buzzer. Oh, what a play. Ambos on the two-point fielder. No, the other Piper got it.
Yep, Skyler got it.
Skyler on the stick back of the miss by Ashton. He beat the buzzer by 0.6 seconds. Great first period by Fairlawn, which leads 18-9 on scorersbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker represents firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Number one, Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, 937-492-1857. Second quarter starts with Jaden Pretty putting up a line drive three-pointer. Short, no good. Rebound, Botkins. A hooking foul on Fairlawn. Opening half minute, second period. First quarter closed. Fairlawn leading 18-9 after being down 5-0.
Yeah, they just out-hustled Botkins in that first quarter.
No question about it. Here's a long three-pointer. Open is Paul for Botkins straight away. Missed it off the back iron. Great save in the lane by Botkins on the rebound. And a short jumper is pumped up and in by Elliot Gubo. 18-11 in favor of Fairlawn. Here come the Jets down the floor. Post-up move. 10-footer fade away. A banker. Good. Oh, that's vintage Ashton Piper. 20-11 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a shot fake from the corner by Elliot Gubo. Back outside to Pretty. And Pretty hurls up a three off to the right. Rebounded by Mattia Fairlawn, which is up 9. Minute 10 gone, second quarter. Deep in the corner. Here's a long three-pointer for the Jets. It rattles in and out by Ashton Piper. Rebound Botkins, stolen by Ashton. Pivots in the paint, no good. Rebounded by Botkins. Boy, Botkins got away with one there, a bad pass. Here is Pretty down the floor for Botkins. Into the lane, lays it up. It is no good. Deflected by Fairlawn on the shot. Rebound tipped out by Botkins.
Well, they're shooting in hard luck right now.
Trojans simply cannot get one to fall.
I think Ambus might have rolled an ankle there.
Oh, boy. He sure did. Tough break.
Was that Ambus? No, Ambus is helping him.
And the young man in the middle, whom Ambus...
Oh, Ashton Piper.
Yes, indeed. Ashton Piper hurt on the play for Fairlawn. Mark it down. He went to the bench with a 20-11 lead. 6:17 left, second quarter. Fairlawn missed at one end, and then Botkins will run out the other way. Driving layup by Jacob Plyman is good. 20-13 in favor of Fairlawn, which must do without Ashton Piper for at least a while. And Fairlawn, forecourt to our left, guilty of a moving screen.
You never know how bad an ankle sprain is, because when you initially do it, you think you're dying, but sometimes you can actually run it off. Yeah, he's up walking it off now.
Maybe a good tape job.
That's where they're headed, I'm pretty sure.
I think we'll see him back.
Absolutely.
Maybe not till the third quarter. He may get a rest, but the rest of the second and, of course, throughout the halftime break. Situation is this, 5:53 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn has outplayed Bodkin so far, and here's a steal by Fairlawn, taken away by the Jets, who get a timeout. Head coach Brad Francis called it. 7-point lead, Fairlawn. A little over 2 minutes gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. That's Route 47, just west of I-75 in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Oh, here's a great power move after the timeout by Fairlawn. Well done on the inside. Who got that hoop, Chuck?
Dominic Davis. Boy, he went up strong.
He sure did. Athletic play by Dominic Davis. I am impressed by Fairlawn's athleticism all over the floor, Chuck. They really know how to work the basketball down below the foul stripe.
All right.
We got a foul against Fairlawn. Too aggressive.
Skyler Piper picked up his second, so we've got Ashton down with an ankle and Skyler with two fouls. Oh, he's back. He didn't care. He's tough.
And we may see.
He's back.
Right. That would be good news. We might see Ashton Piper before the second quarter finishes.
He's out there now.
Bodkins missed the free throw. 22-13. Fairlawn in the lead by nine. Here's Fairlawn throwing down to the inside. It is intended on the play for Ashton Piper. How about that? Remarkable quick recovery. Ball was deflected away from him, stolen by Bodkins, and then Fairlawn guilty of a push in Bodkins' half court.
Like I said, but that initial rolling of the ankle is incredibly painful.
But, Chuck, we are experiencing here through the first quarter and a half just exactly why Bodkins was limited in his first two games to 45 and 43 points.
They're not shooting the ball very well.
Nope.
And making too many mistakes.
Yeah, the floor errors have really cost the Trojans possessions. Here's the free throw by Zane Paul. Swish. 22-14. Make it 22-15. That may get Bodkins back on the right track. 7-point lead Fairlawn. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Biggest lead was 20-11. Way out on the right side with the basketball, Garrett Keener. Near side, fadeaway three-pointer. A launch by Ashton Piper. No good off the back brace. Formidable rebound by Kleiman of Bodkins over the back against Fairlawn.
Bodkins came out and played a 1-2-2 zone that time, and Fairlawn settled for a long jump shot against it.
Good adjustment by Bodkins head coach Sean Powell.
You got to, things weren't going well. You got to make some moves.
Right.
Nice rebound that time by Kleiman, too.
Kleiman at the stripe for Bodkins. 1-1. Got it. Bodkins trying to creep back into the thick of this game at the charity stripe.
Yeah, it seems like it's a bigger lead than six, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, Fairlawn's outplayed Bodkins by more than the current 5-point lead. Four free throws by Bodkins in succession. Two by Paul, two by Plamen. 22-17 in favor of Fairlawn as the Trojans have scored six of the last eight. Pretty for Bodkins, guarding Maddie for Fairlawn at midcourt. Maddie down the right side. Deals into the corner on the play for Skyler Piper. Head of the circle, Ashton. Top of the key, foul line, down the lane. Runner short, no good. Rebound, Fairlawn. Oh, good effort by Skyler as he managed with strength to get that ball back up to the rim. He knew he was going to be belted, and for his work, he gets a two-shot foul.
He read his brother's shot short, and he went right and got the rebound.
Sure did.
That's that twin thing, I think.
Free throw good. Skyler Piper hits, 23-17, Fairlawn with six. Botkins led 5-0 at the start. And Fairlawn woke up, roared back, and has dominated since. Both free throws on the money. 24-17, Fairlawn by seven over Botkins. Last 6 points in this game at the strike.
You can tell the Piper twins have been in the weight room, boy. They look like athletes.
Yeah, do not look like the Pipers of a year ago. They are thicker, stronger, no question. Here is Botkins, open player, baseline left. Short jumper, no good. Holman couldn't get it to go. Fairlawn with a rebound, up seven. Half the second quarter gone. On the arc is Maddie. Gives it up 25 feet away to Ashton Piper. Loops it back near side to Maddie. Left wing, Kyle Peters. Takes Paul baseline, overshoots a runner. Rebound, Plyman. Backcourt, it goes to Zane Paul. Pulls up on the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes to Plyman. Cross court to the three-point shooter. Around and out by Gubo, no good. Hook shot in the lane is good. Who got that fielder, Chuck?
Denton Holman. Nice rebound.
Good rebound by Holman. Little half-hook shot. Oh, look at that play by Fairlawn. What a move by Skyler Piper, but it's nullified. He picks up his third. Offensive foul. Shot went down, but discounted. And he's got a set. Tough break for the Jets.
He tried that Euro step, but they did a nice job of taking the charge.
Wow. Tough break. Big field goal by Holman. Last Botkins possession. Offensive foul, Fairlawn. 3:23 to go. Second quarter, Fairlawn up five. Paul in the arc. Back to the basket, Holman. Gives it up straight away to Zane Paul. Here's a pass, left side flank, picked off. Taken away by Kyle Peters of Fairlawn. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. On the arc to Jackson Jones. Thought about it. Now to Maddie, to Peters. Head of the circle, Jackson Jones. Left wing, Maddie. On the weave is Ashton Piper. Spin move, foul line extended right. Herky-jerky in the lane. Off balance, banker, no. Rebound deflected all around, off Fairlawn.
Wow.
Here come the Trojans, a chance to cut it to two or three.
They get hot from behind the arc, and Fairlawn's in trouble because they should have probably had a bigger lead than this 5 points.
No question. And the Fairlawn Jets have got three fouls on Skyler Piper, right, Chuck?
He's got three.
Yeah, we talked about the importance of the two Pipers and Plyman for Botkins staying out of foul trouble. Here's Pretty, baseline right, has an avenue toward the ring, pulls up, bank shot, good.
He nice is effort. Really smooth,
yes.
Really smooth.
Jaden Pretty, crafty step to the basket, angled one in off the backboard, and don't look now, Botkins is within three. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Biggest lead for Fairlawn was nine. Here's a bad pass by Fairlawn. Picked off by Pretty. All the way down the floor. Driving layup. Good. Wow. It's a one-point game. Head coach Brant Francis for Fairlawn gets a timeout. Jets up one. Two to play second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor about which we'll talk for several minutes here. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna having served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road, offering services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So, if you are looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your own dream home, call 937-394-7144 for Hoing and Hoing Builders. And in a moment, we'll highlight an employment opportunity for you at Hoing and Hoing. Well, Fairlawn's in a snag. A missed shot by Fairlawn, a rebounding foul. And guess what, Chuck? Pretty's at the line for the Trojans. A chance for Botkins to get the lead.
Jaden's got 11.
And he just drained the free throw, double bonus. And it's a 24-24 tie.
He's got 12. I can't add.
Second shot, Pretty on the way. Yep. How about that? 25-24, Botkins, which has scored 14 of the last 18. Boy, the ebb and flow of high school basketball. Here is Fairlawn, deep in the left corner. Good overplay by Pretty. He caused a lot of trouble. Peters couldn't hang on for Fairlawn. Out of bounds to the Trojans. Tell you what, Chuck. Jaden Pretty, when he's been on the floor, he's been very impactful.
He is impressive. He's fun to watch. He had to sit half the season last year because of the transfer rule.
Here is Botkins to midcourt with the basketball, Jaden Wendell. That a Pretty, 25 feet away. Well, if other Botkins players start to warm up, Botkins may be tough to stop in this one. Here's a lost ball by Botkins. Big-time miscue. Then Fairlawn missed a driving layup. Fairlawn gets it back, and it's ripped away out of bounds by Botkins. Well, Fairlawn in the last 4.5 minutes, Chuck, unproductive.
Yeah, they're really out of sync right now. Both ends of the floor.
A minute six to go here in the first half. 1-point lead, Botkins, which has come from 9 down earlier in this quarter. Keep in mind, on the bench, Ashton Piper, 3 fouls for the Jets. Between the circles, Isaac Ambus gives it up on the play to Maddie. Maddie still bouncing, 48-47. He looks near side for Ambus. Botkins tracking players all over the floor. They're sloughing off into the lane. Maddie steps inside the top of the arc. Bingo! 18-foot jumper, Maddie for Fairlawn.
Huge jump shot. Gubo was doing a great job of keeping Ashton Piper from getting the ball that time.
That was ruled a 3 from behind the arc, and the scoreboard shows the Jets are up with 2, 27-25. Terrific basket there by Maddie. Clutch time, giving the Jets a 2-point edge with 11, 10, 9 to go, first half. Dribbling on the arc. It is Zane Paul for Botkins. Fakes right, goes left, steps back, shoots the triple. No, off the back iron. First half finishes. Fairlawn regained the lead after losing it there late in the second quarter. Ebb and flow the first half went like this. Botkins jumped out 5-0. Then the Fairlawn Jets began to show its stuff offensively. Fairlawn roaring to a first quarter lead, stretched it to as many as 9 early in the second. Back came Botkins, which got to the foul line frequently. Ashton Piper had to sit with 3 fouls for Fairlawn. Botkins took a 1-point lead, 25-24, before the 3-pointer by Maddie lifted Fairlawn to a 2-point halftime bulge at 27-25. moment ago, we were talking about Hoying and Hoying Builders, a new underwriting sponsor in Anna. Hoying and Hoying is currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. So if you've got construction and finished carpentry skills, call Hoying and Hoying Builders at 937-394-7144. You'll be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Hoying and Hoying Builders, currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming in a moment. It is halftime at Botkins. Shelby County League boys opener for both clubs. 2-point lead Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Opening night, boys high school basketball, Shelby County League action for these two teams. First league game, Botkins Fairlawn, 2-point lead Fairlawn at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the rebounding is all even, 17 each. Each team has 6 offensive rebounds. The Botkins turned the ball over 8 times. The Jets turned it over 7. Fairlawn 5-6 from the free throw line. Botkins done a nice job getting back in the game shooting free throws. They're 10 of 12. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Skylar Piper with 11. They got 7 from Ashton Piper, 6 from Drew Maddie. He had a terrific first half. And Dominic Davis had 3. They scored 18 and 9, 27 for the first half. Botkins led by Jaden Pretty with 13. Then they dropped down to Jacob Plyman had 4. Then they got 2 each from Tyler Free, Zane Paul, Elliot Gubo, and Denton Homan. They scored 9 and 16, and they trail it at the half, 27-25.
I tell you what, Chuck, whoever gets some support scoring for the halftime leading scores over the final 2 periods will win this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody who is down right now in the scoring column is going to pick it up in the second half.
Well, Botkin sitting there with Pretty carrying the load. He's got 13 of their 25 points. So, yeah, somebody else has to pick it up.
Indeed. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Time score on scorersbroadcast.com is Fairlawn 27 and Bodkins 25. Our student athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so now for 13 years. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Here tonight, we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each team, for Bodkins junior cheerleader Emma Koenig, daughter of Aaron and Heidi, 4.0 student, active in cross-country track, National Honor Society, volunteers at the Auglaize County Crisis Center, Foreign Language Club, Leadership Group. Not sure about her college of choice. She'd like to pursue exercise physiology. For Fairlawn, it's senior cheerleader Grace Wygant, daughter of Jason and Gwen, 3.8 GPA student, FFA 4H. She is a midfielder in soccer, class officer, and volunteers at Wilson Health Sports Medicine. And she will attend Wright State University, will Grace, and study in the field of nursing. Emma Koenig, junior at Bodkins, Grace Wygant, senior at Fairlawn. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As you heard earlier, our halftime was brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools here in the upper Miami Valley. But we pick up action here at the start of the third quarter. Fairlawn with possession. Bodkins right away knocks it out of bounds. By the way, these two high schools have pretty good girls programs here this season. Now, Bodkins won earlier this week 54-24 over Waynesfield Goshen to go to 4-1 on the year. Aaliyah Johnson scored 16. McKenna Maurer scored 14 to pace Bodkins. Fairlawn girls topped Ansonia earlier in the week 64-34. Ashley Roush had 15. Lexi Graves 14. Michaela Hulskamp had 11. By the way, Bodkins and Fairlawn girls teams have already met twice in this season. They have played two games in the last week and a half. Bodkins won them both. The second meeting was tight. We've got a two-shot foul for Mattia Fairlawn, opening half minute of the third quarter of play. And Jaden Pretty maybe shaking up just a little bit.
He took a shot to the mouth again.
He had a tooth shaken loose in the loss at Minster in one of two Bodkins games so far. He's played very well tonight. He's come off the floor in the opening half minute of the third quarter. And Fairlawn at the free throw line makes one of two. One shot made, one missed by Matty. And then Bodkins runs its movement offense in the half court. Fairlawn guilty of a foul away from the ball.
They caught on Ambos. That is also his third foul. They got two with three now.
Wow.
Isaac Ambus with three. Ashton Piper with three. Here's Bodkins inbounded. Trojans have the ball deep in the left corner. It is Wendell out on top to Zane Paul. 7:20 left in the third quarter. Each team hampered a bit now. Best score of the night for Bodkins Pretty is out, having gone to the locker room. And Ambus and Ashton Piper have three fouls each for Fairlawn. Here's a straightaway three ball. A long ranger pumped up by Tyler Free. No good. It kicked off the back iron.
They've made one three tonight, and that is, if they're not making eight or nine threes in a night, they're going to have trouble scoring.
And I bet they've had at least a dozen attempts.
Oh, easy.
Good ball rotation by Fairlawn. Open jump shooter, top of the circle, around and out by Ashton Piper. Or I should say Isaac Ambus couldn't get it to go. Here is Bodkins attacking baseline left. Ball knocked away from Paul. Fairlawn's got it. Fairlawn up three. Baseline drive with the Jets. Bad pass. Stolen by Bodkins. Not much production on the scoreboard starting the third quarter. Here is Bodkins, top of the circle. Ball thrown out on the play to Zane Paul. Paul on the bounce. Climbing on the weave. Hand off to Tyler Free. Wendell, 25 feet away, tries to enter to Plyman. Oh, a good overplay by the Fairlawn Jets. A steal by Ashton Piper. Quickly, baseline right, Jackson Jones. He flips it up on the go. Got it. Nice play, Jackson Jones for Fairlawn. 30-25 Jets. Plyman in the post for Bodkins. He goes to work. Shot blocked on the play, but a foul. Jackson Jones got a piece of the wrist.
Yeah, he got the ball, but then his hand came off the ball and got on the arm. That was a good call.
But tell you what, Chuck, how well the two benches perform from here on out will be key.
Now they need, Bodkins needs Plyman to start scoring for him.
Free throw by Plyman. He buries it. Foul in the act of shooting, two here. 30-26, Fairlawn up four. Paul comes out briefly for the Bodkins Trojans. Also sitting for Fairlawn is Isaac Ambus. Second shot by Plyman on the way. Got them both.
Free and Paul have not scored from the floor. They each have free throws.
That's amazing. Bodkins needs shots from the floor from those two young men. Here's a drive by Fairlawn through traffic into the lane. Bodkins knocked it away. Fairlawn got it back. Fadeaway bank shot. Good by Ashton Piper. Fairlawn by five. Here's a fake shot from three-point land by Tyler Free. And then he makes a good dish on the inside to a teammate. Gets it back and scores.
Plyman.
It was Plyman on the finish. Fadeaway outside the lane on the right. Off to the left by Ashton Piper. Here comes Bodkins, a three-pointer to tie. Wendell from long range. It's crooked. Off to the right. Fairlawn gets it back up three. A lot of contact in the lane. Hard drive to the basket by Skylar Piper. Foul, Botkins, two free throws coming. Up and down the floor, the teams go. Neither offense clicking. Three-point lead, Fairlawn. 5:01 to go in the third. Jaden Pretty's gone to the locker room for the Botkins Trojans. No, he's back on the floor.
He's back out there now.
That's important.
He just picked up the foul.
And two young men for Fairlawn with three fouls each. Ashton Piper and Isaac Ambus. Fouled in the act of shooting for the Fairlawn Jets with Skylar Piper, who nets the free throw. Both teams now starting to cash in regularly at the line. Skylar again on the way. Got it. And Fairlawn inches back out to a five-point lead. 34-29, 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Here comes Botkins in backcourt. Boy, the Trojans need Jaden Pretty. He has been the only consistent offensive threat tonight. He's being guarded 30 feet away by Maddie. Weave left side to Wendell. Wendell goes foul line. Gives it up to Pretty. Outside the arc on the right flank, it's Wendell. Long one hits the back iron, up and over the backboard. That Botkins continues to shoot in poor luck. That was actually Gubo who took the shot. Couldn't connect.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the person they wanted shooting that three right there.
4:33 to go in the third quarter. Fairlawn's got a five-point lead. Oh, here's a nifty little drive in the lane by Maddie. Pumps it up on the run. It danced off the iron. No good. Rebound Botkins. Foul. Fairlawn. The board went to the Trojans beneath the basket. Fairlawn, an unnecessary foul.
It's a silly foul from 70 feet away because he's probably not going to score from there.
Right. Five-point lead, Fairlawn. Quickly down the floor comes Botkins. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed to Zane Paul. Paul to Wendell. Foul line handled by Paul. Goes near side. Broken up by Fairlawn. Good defense. Goes out of bounds. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Fairlawn has played feisty defense all night. That's the primary reason why the Jets have a five-point lead. Holding Botkins to 29 through two and a half quarters. Here is Pretty over the timeline. He wheels and deals around two men. Hits a teammate in the lane. A little half hook shot up and good. Nicely done on the play by Holman to give Botkins a fielder and cut the Fairlawn edge to three.
What a great look that time by Pretty.
He is a good shooter and a good passer as well. Top of the circle with the ball. Peters for Fairlawn. Enters the lane. Arches up a 10-footer. Hit the back rim. He got his rebound, though. Fed it off to a teammate, Ashton Piper, who banked it in. Spin shot by Piper. A beauty. Five-point lead, Fairlawn once more. 3:16 to go, third quarter. Botkins on the arc. It's Pretty. Being checked out there by Maddie. Into the post to Plyman. He's doubled, tripled, turns. Missed an 8-footer. Rebound taken down by Fairlawn. Here's a long cross-court pass to a three-point shooter. It is no good by Drew Maddie. Hit the back iron. Came down to Plyman. No-look pass. Up the floor to Gubo. Gubo into the paint. Dropped it. Threw it on the arc to Pretty, who buried a triple. 36-34. Wow. Fairlawn by two. 2:40 left. Third quarter. We knew it would be a good game. It is. Timeout, Brad Francis and the Fairlawn Jets. Two-point lead, Fairlawn, late in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, New Bremen at Fort Loramie, boys action, 7:30 tip, webcast time 7:10 tomorrow night. Fort Loramie hosting New Bremen, our first look at the Fort Loramie boys team, which was leading Houston comfortably through two quarters tonight in a game at Houston. Fairlawn Jets in the road blue, white numbers, white trim. Bodkin Trojans, home white, gold numerals outlined in black. Bodkin Trojans sporting the black sneakers. Fairlawn wears the blue ones. Here's a quick step back three ball. Wow, it's good! After the timeout, Ashton Piper zeroed in from long range. Here is Bodkins countering, pretty behind the arc, off to the left, no good. Rebound taken up by Fairlawn. Long throw down the floor to Maddie. Maddie hits a cutter in the lane, driving goes Skyler. Banked it in, and he's fouled. Athletic play, Skyler Piper. Chuck, let's check the scoreboard. Is that correct? I'm not sure.
If they counted, yeah, they counted the basket. They were discussing counting that. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Now, we got 41.
41.
It did say 37, then 39. It is correct. Points posted late for Fairlawn, which now owns a 7-point cushion and a tech. A technical foul assessed to Bodkins. Skyler Piper at the stripe. Good. Now that was, I think,
they called that on Brad Francis, because originally they waved off the shot, and he went crazy.
Anyway, after the made field goal by Fairlawn, Bodkins to throw in, trailing now by 7, 42-35, 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. Fairlawn had sneaked out to an 8-point advantage. Here is Bodkins on a weave. Ball lobbed to Wendell, to Plyman, back to Wendell. Slashing goes Gubo. On the arc to Pretty. Dives into the lane. Flips it left corner to Wendell. He misfires from three-point land. A good tap out by Plyman to Wendell. And then Wendell makes a bad behind-the-back pass. Fairlawn steals. Shot blocked. What a play for the Trojans.
Wendell thought that was going to be over and back, and it was not going to be.
Fairlawn possession after the great play by Plyman. He saved 2 points. Jets still have the ball. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's Drew Maddie. Gives it up on the arc to Peters. Near side pass goes to Ashton Piper, who's playing, by the way, with three fouls. Isaac Ambus also with three. Down to 1:14, 1:13 to go, third quarter. Fairlawn killing clock. Team fouls, three on Bodkins, four on Fairlawn. Here's Drew Maddie dribbling into the top of the circle. Goes right corner. Then it's passed on the arc to Peters. And head coach Brad Francis for Fairlawn says, let's spread the floor here at the tail end of the third quarter.
Running clock, got Skyler Piper on the bench with three fouls. Nice coaching move here.
How many fouls on Ashton, Chuck?
Ashton only has one.
Okay, I have been mistaken. I think maybe I've said at least twice. Ashton had three. I was in error.
Yeah, Skyler's got the three, number 10.
That was my fault. I'm sorry if I misled the audience. Only one foul on Ashton, three on Skyler. My error. Isaac Ambus has three. Ball knocked out, but Bodkins. Fairlawn throws in. Here's a three-pointer tried by Garrett Keener, way off to the left, but Fairlawn got the rebound. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Fairlawn nursing the clock still.
Not a very good shot, and they got the ball back anyway.
Right. Up 7. Maddie hands off with 9. Here's Ashton Piper dribbling between the legs. Down the right side of the lane on the run. Flips it up on the go. Short. Rebound Pretty to midcourt. Launches for Bodkins and missed. 7-point lead for Fairlawn, which led by 7 at the end of 1. We enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fairlawn Jets have had 2 9-point leads. It's 7 as we start the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden it's down to 4 as Wendell, the sophomore for Botkins, flips in a long trifecta. 42-38, Fairlawn Jets have seen their lead shaved to 4. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter here at Botkins. Shelby County League boys opener for both teams. On a weave, ball goes to Ashton Piper. Ashton dribble drive down the lane, hurried shot, left it short. Rebound Plyman to Pretty. No look pass down on the inside, fumbled out of bounds. Tough
great,
break.
Great pass, just didn't have his hands ready.
Nope, Tyler Free could not corral it. 7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Fairlawn 42, Botkins 38. Heck of a start tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com for the Shelby County League boys season in hoops. Fairlawn entering the ball in backcourt. It is Kyle Peters working hard against Pretty. Pretty wants to get the steal. Little Emmy tried to draw a foul. Official didn't buy it. Here is Peters. He picks up the ball, dropped it, then lowered the shoulder. There's the offensive foul on the Jets. Might have been marginal. Fairlawn bench not pleased.
Maybe he initiated the contact. That would have been targeting in NCAA football. Helmet to helmet.
Yeah, Botkins Pretty was trying to bait the Fairlawn player all the way down the floor for that foul, and eventually was successful in getting it done. Here we go. Midcourt with the ball. Pretty for Botkins, which is down 4. 6:55 to go. Popping out to catch is a three-point shooter. It is missed on the play by Gubo. Weak side rebound. Yes! Zane Paul and a foul. Fairlawn commits it. Paul with a three-point play opportunity. Jets up 2, 42-40. Botkins roaring back. Down twice by 9 in this game. Botkins led 5-0. Fairlawn came back strong after the first 2 minutes. Got the lead. Has led ever since. I take that back. Botkins went up briefly at 25-24 right before the end of the second quarter. Foul shot is blown. No good. Fairlawn's got the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Maddie. Jets up 2. Here's a telegraph pass nearly intercepted by Zane Paul. Paul, the young man who made the memorable half-court bomb to beat Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym last year. Here is Fairlawn inbounding. Goes on the play to Ashton Piper. He tries to split a couple defenders, a lot of traffic, and Botkins fights it loose. Here's Pretty down the floor, stops and pops. No good short. Good strong rebound. Good! What a play by Holman. We're tied up. 42-42. 6:10 to go. Fairlawn's got the ball deep in the right corner. It is Skyler Piper. Pounded on top now by Paul. Hand off to Isaac Ambus. Ambus is checked. Looks back door. No one there. flips to Skyler down the lane to the basket, shovel shot, got it.
This has got to be Piper time in the fourth quarter. Nobody else should shoot the ball unless it's a layup for Fairlawn.
Jets back up two. 44-42. Here's Paul. Here's Wendell deep in the right corner. Wendell gave it up, got it back, overshot the trifecta. Rebound deep right corner. Holman threw an elbow to clear out. Foul, Botkins. Botkins had tied it at 42 with about 5:50 to play. Fairlawn edged back into the lead by a bucket. Now the Jets have the possession. Team fouls, 6 on Fairlawn, 4 on Botkins. We've got 8 players in backcourt. Pressure by Botkins. And it's inbounded up the right side to Skyler Piper. Hand off to Kyle Peters. Good throw up to Ashton. Oh, they whipped the break down the court in a hurry, beating Botkins to the rim. One shot, no good, though. Stick back, no good. Here's a run out. Pretty the other way. He missed it. Stick back is good.
Wow, Zane Paul. Running the floor.
Paul ties it up. Here is Fairlawn running out of control, bailed out, foul at the rim. Ambus at the line. He's got 2 coming. Frenetic pace right now.
I don't know how those 2 shots by Piper did not go in at that end of the floor. They were halfway down.
They had 2 speeding toward the rim. Well, the first one, he was gliding pretty hard toward the basket. A little too much momentum behind him. Ball caromed off. His rebound was also hard. Isaac Ambus at the line. 2 free throws. The first one hits the backboard. 44-44 tie. 5:05 to go, fourth quarter. Young men out there on the floor winded. Very brisk pace to this game. Second shot, Ambus. Way off to the left. Rebound, Botkins. Chance to take the lead. Botkins had a brief lead, as I mentioned, by a point late second quarter. Herky-jerky move by Pretty. On the arc to Paul. Baseline left. Underneath the Kleiman. Open. Good.
Best ball movement by Botkins tonight.
Standout feed by Paul. Fairlawn now down 2 on the road. 4:35 to go. Shot fake, Fairlawn. Jets deep in the left corner. Fadeaway 2-pointer. Awkward looking. Flip to the basket, but Piper short. But they get the rebound back. Ashton tries again. Short again. Stick back in the lane. Got it. Jackson Jones ties it up at 46. Here's a twirling move by Botkins. Baseline left. 70-foot pass. Fairlawn didn't get back in time and fouled. That might have been a good foul. Botkins has got to earn points at the stripe. 17 fouls on Fairlawn. 5 on Botkins. 1-1 for the Trojans. Four minutes, 12 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Botkins here at home trying to break the tie, and the Trojans do. Free throw is in. Who's that at the line, Chuck? Is that Free at
Free?
Stripe?
Yep.
Yep. Second free throw, Tyler Free dips the knees. He buries it. Free comes out. Elliot Gubo is in. Botkins back up by a deuce, 48-46. This is going to the wire as we predicted. 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. Fairlawn, baseline right with the ball, Ashton Piper. He's crowded. Little spin maneuver. Banked it in, and he's fouled. Nice play, Ashton Piper. Tied right back up at 48. Ashton and Skyler have got how many, Chuck?
Let's see. Skyler has 18, and Ashton has 16.
Wow. 34 between them. And Pretty leads Botkins with how many?
He's got 17.
4 minutes and a second to go here in the fourth quarter. Free throw coming. Ashton Piper a shot for a three-point play. He aims, hits. He's whisked it. And head coach Brad Francis for Fairlawn gets a timeout. Jets up one, half the fourth quarter to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
It is a noisy Bodkins gym, quite loud during the timeout break. 4 minutes and a second to go here in the fourth quarter. 1 point lead Fairlawn, 49-48. Pretty carrying Bodkins, the two Pipers carrying Fairlawn, which has slipped back into his zone.
Yep, they're going to play a 1-2-2 now.
Deep in the left corner, Wendell. Top of the circle, Paul. Baseline left, home, and looks for help. He's pinched by two defenders, and he walked. .343 to go. Fairlawn up one, 49-48.
Good defensive change that time by Fairlawn.
Here come the Jets in backcourt. Pretty guarding tightly. Against Kyle Peters. He's double-teamed. He throws it down in the left corner. Wide open three-point shooter, Jackson Jones. He hits it.
He's come up big here in the fourth quarter. That's five.
Bodkins counters. Dane Paul bombs away. Good. Timeout, Bodkins. Scoreboard reads 52-51. Fairlawn Jets, 3:21 to go in the fourth. Back in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Oh, it's coming right down to the wire. Heck of a game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. 1 point lead, Fairlawn Jets, who have the ball after the Bodkins turnover. 3:15 and counting. 17 fouls on Fairlawn. 6 on Bodkins. With the ball out in the arc, it is Skylar Piper. And spreading the floor right now is the visiting team, the blue and white Fairlawn. With the ball 35 feet away on the dribble, it's Maddie. Maddie splits a couple defenders, leaves it off behind him for Ashton Piper. He's still 35 feet out. Blocking foul on Paul of Bodkins. I think that's the team's sixth, or is it the seventh? It's close. It is number seven, and it is the 1-1 for Fairlawn. It's these kind of games, Chuck. Free throws spell the difference.
Well, the Pipers tonight have not missed any free throws. Ashton at the line. He is 2 for 2.
6'3", junior Ashton Piper flexes the knees. It is no good. Much too strong. Rebound down to Bodkins, which can take the lead. Trojans down one. Here's Paul. Gives it up. Baseline left to a teammate. Free. Free's drive. Unmolested. Got it. Bad defense by Fairlawn. Bodkins by a point, 53-52. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Ashton Piper on the arc. Gives it up near side to Kyle Peters. Peter spins head of the key to Maddie. Down to 2:17 to go. Jets trail by a point. Here's Skyler, top of the circle. Tries to squeeze down the lane. Hands off in the right corner to Jackson Jones. It was Jackson Jones' three-pointer about 90 seconds ago, which lifted Fairlawn to a short-lived four-point lead.
Well, you talked about somebody besides the Stars picking up in the second half. Jones has 7 points in the second half.
Yeah, he's played very, very well. Falling down near midcourt is Jones, almost a double dribble. Hands it off to Maddie. Bad pass. Stolen by Paul. Bodkins up one with the ball. As the Fairlawn Jets got out of sync. Oh, the flow was broken offensively. They were in no rhythm. Bodkins forced a poor pass. Paul picked it off. Timeout called. Under two to go in the fourth quarter. Bodkins up one. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Here we go, a minute 40 remaining, fourth quarter of this game. Right down to a photo finish. Bodkins Trojans with the ball after the miscue by Fairlawn. Bodkins up one with possession. I don't know that Bodkins, since the first minute of this game, has been ahead with the ball, Chuck.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Here's Pretty into the top of the key. Both teams in the bonus. Neither team at 10. Here is Pretty dribbling near side, right in front of his head coach, Sean Powell, who signals timeout. We're all the way down to 72 seconds.
Both teams are in the 1-1. Fairlawn is going to have to gamble a little bit, go after the ball, and then find somebody that they want to send to the free throw line. You got somebody over there looking to take it. They've made free throws all night long. There's really no one to try to find. Zane Paul is the only one that's missed here in the fourth quarter. I don't think you want to send him up there.
Nope. Unfortunate for Fairlawn, which has had a couple 9-point leads, has led 95% of this game, and now all of a sudden, the shoe's on the other foot.
All right.
Bodkins has a 1-point advantage with possession. That's important. 72 seconds to go. Ball is inbounded by Gubo to Pretty. Pretty's got it 25 feet away. Had a Paul on the arc. Let's see if they try to isolate Kleiman down inside. There's Kleiman deep in the left corner. Doesn't shoot. He's double-teamed. Being harassed. He's got to get rid of it. Another timeout utilized by Bodkins. Woo! Wow. LaCal Equipment and Scores. LaCal Equipment, a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Its roots dating back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The present corporation established in Jackson Center in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. 53-52, Bodkins by one over Fairlawn. Bodkins spending two timeouts, Chuck, in the last 15 seconds.
I know they used up all their 30 seconds. That was a full. I think they may have one left.
Very good crowd on hand for the Shelby County League boys opener for both teams. Bodkins Trojans came in 1-1, Fairlawn 1-0. The team split a year ago. Bodkins won here by 23. The Jets won at Fairlawn by 5. 56 seconds to go. Bodkins inbounds successfully. It's Pretty. Cross court to Wendell. Now Paul, Wendell, Pretty near midcourt. Fairlawn may have to foul eventually. They're down a point. 53-52. 40 seconds to go. Wendell at the timeline. Pitch and catch with Pretty. He's doubled. Ball flicked away. He goes into backcourt. Gets it. Nearly fouled. He dribbles off his foot. Out of bounds. Fairlawn ball. Oh, my. Wow. Well, that's what happens, Chuck, when too many throws are going horizontally, nothing vertically toward the basket.
Well, he got himself in trouble by going over the midcourt line and picking the ball up. Now you got two defenders on you. You got a sideline, which counts as a defender. You got the midcourt that counts as a defender. So you can't go backwards. You can't go sideways. You're in trouble. You don't ever pick the ball up there.
And the shoe is back on the other foot again. Botkins has got to play defense. Fairlawn with a possession, a chance to take the lead in the final half minute of this game. 53-52 Jets, 31.6 to go. As I mentioned a moment ago, LaCal Equipment, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the support from LaCal Equipment. Thank you very much, LaCal. How about this, Chuck, for an opener boys webcast schedule on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'll tell you what, it's been a good one-point game. I've seen some bad one-point games. This is a good one.
Yeah, we couldn't have been entertained by any better game here tonight. 53-52. Fairlawn down a point, but the Jets have got the ball. And you can bet the Pipers will figure somehow. Ashton or Skyler with the basketball 30 feet away is number 22, Ashton Piper. He's at the Botkins logo, the big B in midcourt, 17, 16. He continues to dribble. Ashton on the bounce. He's picked up by Holman, top of the circle. Shake and make move, foul line, down the lane, hooks it up on the run. No good but a foul. 7.5 left. Two free throws coming here. Ashton Piper, the chance to give Fairlawn the lead.
That was Holman's fifth. Doesn't make a whole lot of difference at this point unless it goes into overtime.
Real tough call for Botkins there. You're in a pickle. You go out and double, make him find somebody else. Who knows? He might have found his twin.
Might have found Skyler.
Yes, exactly. Free throw, Ashton, is no good.
He's missed two in a row now.
It was short, off to the left. He kind of alligator armed it. Wow. Yeah, if you double teamed him, he would have found Skyler for an easier shot for the tie. 7.5 to go. Good. 53-53. Here comes Botkins. Zane Paul to midcourt. Outside the arc to Wendell. At the buzzer. No good. Oh, the rebound shot is missed. It would have counted overtime. Woo! Overtime at Botkins. I think the rebound, had it gone in, would have been good. Wendell's three-pointer a little off to the left. The stick back from 5 feet danced off the rim. Neither shot was really all that close. Neither was an in and out. But Fairlawn missed a chance, couldn't convert two free throws. Botkins had two shots, neither went down. We're even. 53-53, overtime, opening night, boys high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, what a game. Outstanding game. Second-year head coach Sean Powell at Botkins. Brad Francis has been around the block with many coaching spots throughout his career. His initial year here at Fairlawn, you may recall Brad, what, almost two decades, assisting for head coach Paul Brevigen at Rushi.
Paul's here tonight. I saw him down there.
Good, good. Four-minute OT. 53-53. Quite fitting that we end up this way. Again, Fairlawn missed one of two free throws, a chance to win it. Bodkins had two shots from the floor, a chance to win it.
Yeah, I thought Plyman's putback was going to be good, boy. And they just hit the back flange and popped off.
Ball inbounded by Bodkins. Bodkins 53, Fairlawn 53. Here's Wendell, here's Paul, 25 feet away. Paul gives it up into the right corner, handled there by Holman, lobs it back out to Zane Paul. Boy, you keep waiting on Zane Paul to catch fire. Ball lob cross court. Holman low on the right. Overshoots it. Great rebound by Plyman. No good. Stick back again. No, but a foul. Well, Bodkin's size and bulk with Plyman and Holman starting to carry its weight.
Yeah. Paul had a 7-point fourth quarter. So he did pick it up there.
And that was needed.
Plyman 4-for-4 from the line so far tonight. He's going to have two.
3:31 to go here in the fourth. Plyman with a pair for Bodkins. We're tied up at 53. Make it 54-53. Second free throw here for Plyman.
Jacob's got 11 points.
Seems to me like Chuck Bodkins has shot a little better at the free throw line.
Yeah, they have.
Second shot, swish. Bodkins by two.
17 of 21, and Fairlawn 11 of 17.
By a bucket now, Trojans in front. 3:19 to go in the overtime. With the ball, Drew Maddie on the arc for Fairlawn. Flips it cross court to Isaac Ambus. Ambus on the bounce. Down to 3:09 to go. Front line, the two Pipers, Skyler and Ashton, along with Ambus. Here's Ambus on the arc. Ball goes inside to one of the Pipers. That's Ashton. He's jammed from the backside. Over the shoulder foul. 1-1. Here we go. Free throws.
That was a real good call by the guy on the outside.
2:59 to go in the OT. One and one. Ashton Piper. It's good. 55-54. Bodkins by a point. Second shot here for Ashton Piper of Fairlawn. One, two, three dribbles. He's got them both. We're tied right back up at 55. Into the forecourt for Bodkins. It is Jaden Pretty. Gives it up, gets it back. Cross court to Paul. Deep right corner, Wendell available. Guns it, missed it off the back rim. He was open, fine look. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Here come the Jets up and over the timeline. Fairlawn may elect to take time off the clock. Fairlawn's in the double bonus now. 9 fouls on Bodkins. 2:25 to go in the overtime session. And the Jets milk it. We're even up at 55. A near steal, top of the circle. Dribble drive down the lane. Skyler Piper walked with the ball.
Good call.
It was delayed.
But they got it right.
But it was correct. Yep. Right call. Travel on Fairlawn. Bodkins gets it back. Tied up at 55. Heck of a game tonight. Boys, Shelby County League opener for these two clubs.
Well, I'll tell you, no matter how good Anna is going to be, no matter how good Jackson's going to be, they're going to have a tussle with these two teams.
Oh, yeah. Especially at Bodkins or at Fairlawn. 2 minutes left. Pretty top of the circle to Paul. Thought about shooting the three, didn't. Gave it up to Gubo. Outside the arc, right flank is Wendell. Missed it off the back frame. Rebound Fairlawn. Oh, the Trojans have had a couple triples last two times down, but could not zero in. A minute 38 to go, fourth quarter. 55-55, actually the overtime, I should say. Ashton Piper on the arc for Fairlawn, dribbles behind the back. Zane Paul all over him, harassing him tightly. Ball given up to Maddie near midcourt. Pretty checks him. Maddie tries to dribble around him, over guarding. Two-shot foul.
We did a nice job of forcing him to use his, tried to make him use his left hand, and he forced his way up there, bumped him just a little bit.
Yep. Two free throws, Drew Matty for Fairlawn. He's got it. The Jets by a point, 56-55. It's a thriller, opening night at the Trojans Gym in the Shelby County League.
Violation.
Lane violation, Fairlawn.
Yeah, he was told by his coach to get off the lane, but Matty already had the ball, so that turned into a violation.
No,
they don't get the shot.
No shot permitted to Bodkins now. Can go up by a point with a two-pointer. Deep in the left corner, Gubo open. He missed it off the back rim. Ball tried to be saved inbounds by Pretty of Bodkins. He threw it in off the foot of a Bodkins player, and then the ball traveled up behind the backboard and hit a support. Fairlawn possession, 64 seconds to go. Jets lead by one, 56-55. Bodkins, Chuck, last three trips down, no points.
Yep.
Midcourt, Matty, long pass up ahead to Skyler Piper, 53-52 to go. Skyler puts it in the deep freeze at the center line. Flips it behind him to Matty. Double bonus for Fairlawn. Eight fouls on the Jets. Bodkins not in the double bonus. Here is a double dribble. My goodness. Ashton Piper turned it over. Wasn't guarded that closely, was he, Chuck?
No, he just made a mistake.
Bodkins again with an opportunity to take the lead. 32 seconds to go. Here's Pretty, 25 feet out. Time out, Sean Powell, head coach Bodkins. We'll take a break. Under a half minute remaining. Bodkins down one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, head coach Sean Powell of Bodkins, Chuck, has got to draw up something here that works, because Bodkins has gone 0-for-4 its last several trips down the floor.
Yeah, they took a couple of maybe two fast threes. I didn't mind Wendell's. The one Gubo shot was way too early,
right,
in the possession.
Yep. 28, 27 seconds to go. Fairlawn up one, 56-55. Bodkins possession. Jets have switched. They're in a zone.
Yeah, they're playing a 1-2-2. They've got the last three or four times down.
Quickly left corner, Pretty. Lobs to Plyman, back to the basket. On the arc to Holman, right back to Pretty. Pretty 25 feet away. They lob baseline left to Plyman. He works around a Jets player and banks it in. There was a flop. Fairlawn is really upset. There was no foul. It's ruled a field goal. No personal called. Plyman with a strong post-up move. There was contact. No foul. Basket good. Timeout called. Shot went in with just under 5 seconds to go. And that's one of those calls you get at home, you don't get on the road.
You know what? I couldn't have argued if they would have called it a charge, and I'm not going to argue that they didn't call it.
Defender was pretty far under.
I agree. That's what I don't like about it. They need to put an arc in.
And it was a very formidable move by the 6'5 Plyman of Bodkins with 4.6 seconds to go.
He's got 14 now. He's had a terrific second half.
And I tell you what, Chuck, very small sample size. This is the first boys game in the county we've seen all year. But that young man is one heck of an improved player.
Oh, absolutely.
Right there.
And I tell you what, Fairlawn has been kind of lucky, because Bodkins has had some good looks at threes. They have not shot the ball well tonight. They're going to have games where they are going to score a lot of points.
Yep. 57-56 Bodkins.
Fairline's got 4.6 to go to get it down the floor and sink a basket. We've got eight players in backcourt. Bodkins with a center fielder at the other end. It's thrown up the floor to Peters. Peters, top of the circle. Drive, stops, pulls up. 10 points. Blocked. It's blocked. And Bodkins wins it. Bodkins wins it. 57-56. Heartbreaking loss for head coach Brad Francis in his first Shelby County League game coaching at Fairlawn. Bodkins an OT by 8 points. Sensational game, a thriller, 57-56. Very clean defensive play here at the end. Bodkins was shading the Pipers and Ambus, and Peters dribbled it, what, 60, 70 feet?
Oh, yeah, he got it down to the volleyball line, the white line. He went up.
Oh, yeah.
Twyman swatted it away.
Yep. Peters for the Fairlawn Jets. Got a fall-away 10 or 11-footer. A good-looking jumper. But Plyman came off his man and got fingertips on the ball as the 5'10 junior Kyle Peters let it fly. Buzzer sounded. That's it. Bodkins in comeback fashion down to nine a couple of occasions. Once in the first half, once in the second half, prevails in overtime. 57-56 in quite a game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors. What a boost we get from them each game here on Scores Broadcast. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding Scores partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And we salute Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Probably out of the pork chops on this Saturday night. They've got the special, but no, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
They've got them for tomorrow. They've got them for tomorrow.
And, hey, we'll be in Fort Loramie.
Yes, we will. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, well, you can imagine we can create. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Walpack Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing, State Route 362, Minster. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The in-between, south of Bodkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. That's the in-between. Chuck, great game. Bodkins trailed 90% of it, but it's how you finish, not how you start. And Bodkins finished stronger than did Fairlawn.
Well, they got it tied up to get it into overtime, and neither team scored a lot in the four-minute overtime, but Plyman had all four for Bodkins. He had a basket, two free throws. Fairlawn didn't score a basket in the overtime. They made three out of four free throws. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Ashton Piper with 20 and Skylar Piper with 18. On the other side, Jaden Pretty had 17 and Jacob Plyman had 14. Clancy's players of the game for the Trojans is going to be Jaden Pretty and Jacob Plyman. And on the other side, the Piper brothers can go eat together.
Got it. Like your honorees. Right on the button. Spot on. Bodkins wins by a point, 57-56 in OT. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, it was one of those games where when Fairlawn had the lead of 6-8 points, as many as 9, you thought to yourself, boy, it should be bigger than this. For two-thirds of the game anyway, Fairlawn clearly outplayed Bodkins, out-hustled the Trojans, but Fairlawn could not sustain offensive play deep into the fourth quarter. Bodkins pulled even, and when the home team, Chuck, gets momentum in the fourth and sends it into OT, it's oftentimes pretty tough for the road club to pull it out of the fire.
And they still had the last shot of the game down one.
Yep.
Missed a couple of free throws. Thought possibly they went four-corner a little early with just a one-point lead. But certainly not me critiquing. I thought both coaches did an outstanding job tonight.
And on the game-winning two-pointer by Plyman of Bodkins, a Fairlawn player went down. A Fairlawn crowd, Fairlawn bench erupted, wanted a charge, and the basket wiped out. It was ruled no harm, no foul. Defensive player might have been too far under. It's one of those the home team gets, the visiting team doesn't, and that made basket decided the contest in the end.
Well, like I said, I couldn't argue because they didn't call it. I wouldn't have argued if they did call it.
One thing for sure, the officials were all over it, right on it.
Yep.
They saw it plain as day. They sold it. And unfortunately, if you're head coach Brad Francis in Fairlawn, you've got to accept it and play on and come down the floor and get the winning shot in the last 5 seconds.
Yep.
They got a shot, but a sterling defensive play by Plyman. He's the hero, Chuck. Wow.
Plyman had one heck of a...
What a night.
He's fourth quarter and overtime.
Scores the winning two-pointer and gets the deflection on the game-winning shot attempt of Fairlawn. And... I saw so much from him tonight that I didn't see last year. He is greatly improved.
Yep. And that's good because he's going to run into a couple of pretty good big men in the Shelby County League.
Yeah, indeed. Again tomorrow night, webcast time 7:10. New Bremen at Fort Loramie. Boys action tomorrow evening here on Scores Broadcast. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. And Matt Zerker here as well in the mezzanine at Bodkins. He was with us throughout the evening. From the trio of us here at Bodkins, we say good night to you. I'm Jack Kramer. Final time, final score. Bodkins an OT by a point, 57-56 over Fairlawn.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.